Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Compassionate Light. I'm your host, Catherine Hahn, and I hope everyone had a wonderful week this week as we enter and get ready for the middle of February. So before we go ahead and, talk about the episode today, why don't we go ahead and do our meditation? So if you can close your eyes. And we're going to take a few deep breaths into your nose and out to your mouth. And we're going to place our hands on our hearts and enter our heart space. So as we are in our heart space, we're going to invite our angels and guides, as well as our archangels, as we let go, as we release today, and as we center ourselves weekend ahead, and as our angels and guides enter into our space, into our energy, and they're going to send us their bright white light of energy, of love and light, energy is going to help our chakras, to open up our chakras, into the space that we're in, and as our chakras open up, it is going to help us to see and to feel the energies of our angels' guides, as well as our energy that is being expanded outside of our bodies. And as our chakras expand, we're also going to have source energy enter through our crown chakra. And it's going to then, with this rainbow energy, come in to help cleanse, to help renew, to help rejuvenate our energy in every one of our chakras, from our crown chakra, going down through our third eye, in our throat chakra, into our heart, and as it lands onto our heart chakra, this rainbow energy is going to help expand our heart chakra into as big as the energy, the space that we're in, so as this energy expands, as your heart chakra expands, you're going to take a few deep breaths and notice the old energy leaving your energy, as the energy from the angels and guides and the archangels grab onto the old energy and help it to leave our energy, swirling around us up to this cloud that's above you, this energy from Archangel Zadkiel above you, and as it rises above you, it gets transmuted, it gets transformed into this sparkling energy of light that is going to then come back down like these droplets of rain back into your heart chakras to help to cleanse and to really fill our hearts. Stay. And today we have Archangel Raphael, Archangel Michael, Archangel Ariel, Archangel Zadkiel, Archangel Uriel, Archangel Samuel, who's joining us today, surrounding our energy and sending us their energy of love and light. Notice of the colors that come in from their energies. Notice how it feels on your body as they surround us. Now this source energy, this rainbow energy that's within, is going to keep cleansing and renewing the rest of our chakras, going down to our solar plexus, going down to our sacral, and our root chakra. And then the archangels are going to then, with their energies as well, to ground us from our root chakra all the way down to the center of the earth. There's going to be this bright white light of energy that goes all the way down to help ground us. Then coming back up are going to be these orbs of energy that are white and blue and green and gold that come back up, filling us and renewing us. And as it comes back up, through our feet, filling your bodies, going as it goes up, this energy goes up, continuing to cleanse us. And as it flows out of your crown chakra, we need to take notice of it flowing out. Fountain of water, and as it flows out and as it hits the ground, it's going to then spread out to all of those who are needing it today, all of those in this world who are in your mind who are needing it today. And as this energy spreads, we're also sending out our love and light to them. So we're going to take a few deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. And when you're ready, you can open up your eyes. And welcome back. So I hope everyone had a wonderful week this week. And it has been filled with lots of different energies. So as we settle in today, as we just do some learning today, on our souls, continuing our episode on our souls. We are going to talk about our soul and heart connection. Before I go ahead and take a few calls today. So if you are tuning in today, you can reach me through giving me a call on Blog Talk by calling 714-816-4628. Also, you can connect with me on YouTube. And looking on YouTube right now, I do see Charlotte and Michelle. So, hey, ladies, I'm glad you could join me today. And today, it's a beautiful day. Yesterday, here, we had some thunderstorms. It's been a wild week when it comes to the weather. And the weather and the energy this week has been, it pretty much matched this week, I would say, when it came to our weather here. So I know that the episode that I had done earlier this week is not quite up yet, but once it is, I want to encourage all of you to take a look at that episode where we talked about the core of who it is that we are. And so today, as we talk about our soul and heart connection, what is that connection? Why is it that, when we talk about our hearts and when we talk about really reaching into our hearts and talking through our hearts, what does that mean when we do that? And so when it comes to our soul, who it is that we truly are, is our soul, the core of who it is that we are. When we came here, when we were born, who it is that we are, who we are truly aligned with, what it is that we desire to do is part of our soul. It is what our soul is. And so when we talk about, really going within our hearts and talking from our hearts, we are really talking about talking through our soul. And so today I want to encourage you, if you're listening, I encourage you to call in and let me know what it is that your soul is telling you today and what it is that your heart and your soul is showing you today. When it comes to our hearts, our physical heart is, muscle and blood, but when we usually talk about really talking from our hearts, we are really talking about our heart chakra and that love that's within our heart chakra. And so there is that connection of our soul and our heart chakra. And so when we talk about our heart, a lot of times we interchange those words with the soul in our heart. So today, I want to encourage you this weekend to really, really be able to see what it is that your heart, also being the same as what it is that your soul is sharing with you today. What is it telling you to do today? What is it telling you that you need to do to really connect with yourself, to really connect with your soul for the rest of this month? So, we are talking about our soul this month, and there's a reason why. This energy that's coming in this month has to do with our soul and what it is that we truly desire when it comes to what we truly want, what it is that our dreams are telling us. What is it that we truly want to see come into fruition in our life this year? So what does that look like for you today? What does that look like for you this year? This weekend's energy, this coming week's energy it's going to be really asking us to look deep within, to really go within and help you to have you to see what it is that you truly want. To go within and to really see what it is that you want to achieve. What is it that you need to let go of and make room for in your energy and who it is that you are, so that you're in alignment to who you are. You're in alignment to what it is that you are needing to do to really step into your purpose, to really step into in alignment to your soul. What is it that you are needing to let go of that's not in alignment? Because once we let that go, once we're able to release those things that are not in alignment to what it is that we are, that is when we make room for those things that are meant for us, those things that are meant for us to attract when it comes to that abundance that is this year, when it comes to the whole year in general. So what is it that you need to see? What is it that your angels and guides and the archangels want you to see that you are needing to let go of? What it is that you need to release so you can be in alignment with your soul. You can be in alignment to who it is that you truly are. So through meditation, through channeling, through journaling. And then also, if you are needing to reach out to me or others, other hosts, as well as others you are in alignment with, you are connected with, to help you to see what that is that you are needing to let go of, please reach out to those people this weekend. Please reach out to those who you are needing to reach out to so that you can understand what that is that you need to let go of. Our soul is who it is that we truly are. Our soul is those things that we truly long to do, those things that are calling us to do. It also comes in through your dreams. It also comes in through what it is that you really want in your life. And if you're not sure, to really tune in this weekend so that you can find that clarity. You can get that clarity. And you are able to do that. So this weekend, to really tune in. Also, this weekend is also calling us to have fun, to enjoy your life, to enjoy yourselves this weekend and this coming week. Because what happens is when we, after doing healing work, after setting those intentions of what it is that you want, and then we go ahead and enjoy our life as we are meant to, that's when we start getting those messages. That's when we get those aha moments. So whatever that may look like for you, I want to encourage each and every one of you to enjoy yourselves, whether to have fun with your family, go out and do those things that really fill you, that really help you to be re-energized. And then to come back being filled, being renewed, and then to be ready to do more, to be ready to be focused, be centered, to be able to do those next steps that come in, that is going to come in, because you set those intentions of what it is that you want. So what is it that you truly want? And if you're listening in and would like to be live on air with me, the number is 714-816-4628. Don't forget to press 1 on that keypad. And let's go ahead and take our first caller. We have area code 586. Area code 586. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm calling from Michigan. My name is Teresa. And
Hi, Teresa.
I was listening to everything that you were saying, and it was everything that I've been encountering for the past couple of days, getting a lot of clarity really knowing that I have to go out and have some fun, but also being, I think, very, very divinely guided, but also getting the clarity on what is it that I do want to bring in and focusing on all of that.
Awesome. So what is it that, what's that clarity that's coming in for you?
I'd say the clarity is the people that I keep around me. Who truly is my friend? Who truly is really there just to take my energy? And the clarity is how can I take care of myself in a very loving and good way like I haven't never took care of myself before. Instead of putting everybody before me, I know I need to put me before everybody else.
Awesome. That's wonderful. That's amazing.
Yeah. So what you were saying was so clarifying to me and so confirming. And I'm like, wow, that's exactly. And it took an incident yesterday where I thought I was going to lose my life to give me all this clarity.
I just got the chills. That's great.
Right? Yeah. It took a shocking situation to get me very, very clear. And if I wasn't connected to the other side, my guides, teachers, and angels, there's no way I would have made it through that situation. And it showed me that I could really trust myself in using my instincts, no matter what the situation looks like. So it was really quite the turnaround.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. Well, thank you so much for calling in and sharing that because it's so important. Yeah. So what would you like to, what was it that you needed today?
You know, I wanted to know if everything I went through yesterday, that I was divinely being protected and divinely on track.
Yes, definitely. And I have Archangel Samuel stepping forward for you today. Also Archangel Raphael and Archangel Michael. They're all there right now, as well as your angels and guides. So right now I do see 4 guardian angels for you, as well as 2 spiritual teachers that are stepping forward for you. So you have a legion of angels and guides that are there helping you. And I'm so glad that they were able to really show up for you when you needed it. And the message for you is that just like you hit it on the head, your intuition is always going to be on point. So no matter what it is that other people say, you know, whether it is them telling you, no, it's not right, know that within your heart, what you're believing, what it is that you're saying is correct. What other people, they might say that you're not being correct, it's because of their own healing that they are needing to do. Okay? So always trust
that. Makes sense.
Always trust in who it is that you are, because you know who it is that you are. You know what it is that you need to do, which is amazing. And in the next few weeks, you're going to see more and more of that laid out for you on what it is that you need to do next and what it is that you are needing to see when it comes to the angels, when it comes to alignment. So you are able to do a lot of releasing. So the next steps are going to come for you. You just have to be a little bit patient. It is going to be there. They're going to show you. Your angels and guides are going to show you what those next steps are. So just be a little bit patient. Like you said, have some fun this weekend, this coming week to, don't do any healing work. You've done a lot of that already. So it's time for you to just have some fun. Let those aha moments come in. You know, let them keep coming in because they are going to, and it's going to be amazing. And trust in what it is that comes in. Also through your dreams, there's going to be a lot of things coming in that are going to come in through your dreams. It may not make sense right away, but as you encounter them, what I do see is it's going to wake you up in the middle of the night. So as it does, I want to encourage you to have like a journal beside your bed or underneath your pillow so that when you are awakened, you're ready to just jot down everything that you see, everything that you feel, and everything that you remember from them. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. What a beautiful message that you've delivered to me. Thank you.
You are very welcome, and thank you so much for calling and sharing that, because right now a lot of that's going on, but a lot of people don't realize what that is and what it is that they're seeing and what they're feeling. So you're confirming to a lot of other people what it is that they need to see and what it is that they're feeling too, okay?
Yeah.
So always trust in yourself, because you have this amazing gift that I can see, and there's so much on the way for you to, so that it helps you to be in alignment to your purpose and what it is that you are needing to do next and throughout the rest of this year when it comes to this year of abundance. So I'm so excited for you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm so glad I caught you live, and such a beautiful confirmation. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, have a great weekend. Have lots of fun. And I hope to hear from you again soon, okay?
Okay. You take care. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's go to our next caller. We have area code 770. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Catherine. My name is Maddie, and I'm calling from Georgia, Atlanta area.
Hi, Maddie. How are you?
I'm okay. And yourself? Doing fabulous.
I'm great. Thank you.
Great.
Thank you.
First time calling. And I kind of just tuned in. I got the tail end of your dialogue. But my question is, do you help with dreams?
Yes.
You do? Okay. Well, I had a dream last night. It was a dream. This man, I thought it was my father, but as I'm looking in my vision, he wasn't. I don't know who this man was. He was moving around, and the last thing I remember in the dream, it, bits and pieces of it, that he laid on the ground, and it was like concrete, and I looked. Looked like it was the face was like blank, you know. I didn't see no expression or anything. And I look, and it's like, my first thought that was my father, but now I'm looking in the dream, it's like, I don't think that was dad. I don't know who that was. But anyway, and I look, and his skull was crike. I could see the crike in his skull. And I thought, oh my God, how in the hell did that happen? And so he had his arm up like his hand was going to go touch his skull, but it never did. And I look, and I say, I don't know how that happened. He just laid there. He didn't fall. He laid down. And I ran and thought, I got to call 911. I got to call 911. I got a little frantic, and I woke up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been kind of on my mind today. Just like, what was that dream telling me?
Mm-hmm. So have you had other dreams this past week or earlier this week that aside from that one?
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, I had a dream. I had a dream the other night. I remember the dream that I was walking. I was walking, and I got so far in this body of water, like the ocean. It was so pretty, and I was going to, some guy was in front of me, and he was walking around on the edge of the water, and I thought, I'm not going to walk on that water. I'm not going to get wet. I'm going to go back and go back down and go the other way. That was a body of water, like the ocean. And what are the dreams? I do remember my dreams. I bit bits and pieces of it when I wake up. My dreams. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Those are the two dreams, the bits and pieces that stands out in my mind as it's present. I used to write my dreams down, but I just kind of stopped doing that.
Yeah, I want to encourage you to have a journal beside you as well. Whether it's under your pillow or if you have a nightstand, to have that there so that as soon as you wake up, you can write down everything that you remember from your dreams. So these two dreams are connected. And the guy that you're seeing, they're actually not just one, but they're a collection of your angels and guides that are coming to you. And they're coming as this male figure because when it comes to our masculine side, it means that we need to take action. And that dream you had about the ocean, it was your fear that was coming in and telling you that you were afraid to go and take action. The second one is also having to do with fear. So they're letting you know that you have these fears, but there's nothing to be afraid of when it comes to taking action of what it is that you are wanting to do. When it comes to really striving for the results that you want when it comes to what you want to achieve. Because what I see is you have set those intentions of what you want, what it is you want to accomplish this year and in the near future as well. So
I'm listening.
They're showing.
I didn't want to cut you.
Yes. Go ahead.
I didn't want to cut you off. Disturb your flow of reading. But my intentions is I have been feeling like there's a change, there's a shift in me where I want to. I want to be free. I want freedom. I want to live out the rest of my life with joy and excitement I know that probably will be some hiccups, but joy and excitement and moving around, traveling and just enjoying life and helping others if possible. Those are the feelings that I've been. Those are the feelings that I've been having.
Yep. And that is because of who it is that you really are. That's your soul trying to align with you and say, okay, this is what it is that I'm meant to do. But you have fears coming in that is keeping you from that, keeping you from that joy because you are meant for joy. You are meant to be having fun and doing those things that you really want to do. But the fears coming in are telling you that you can't do it, that you need to get things arranged in a certain way, that you need to control certain things in order to be able to have fun and be in that alignment. But no, they want you to, your guides and your angels want you to know that you can have that joy and you can have that fun, but you have to let go of the control. And they're letting you know that they have you. They got you. So you have to trust that they are going to lead you. They're showing you what you need to do. But you're resisting, you're procrastinating, and saying, no, I can't do it. And they're showing you and telling you that you can do it, that you're meant to do it, because that's who it is that you really are. That is in alignment to who it is that you are, having fun traveling, doing those things that make you happy. The divine wants us to be happy. They want us to live in joy and happiness. But those things that you think that you need in order to get there is not what you really need. So they want you to really let go of that fear and say, hey, I'm here. Yes, I will take that step. So trusting that that next step that they're showing you is meant for you to do and to release that fear and to know that your angels and guides, as well as the archangels, are there guiding you and helping you through it. So trusting that when you take that step, when you take that action that they're showing you, that's in your gut right now, to know that they're going to help you through it. And they're going to guide you so that you can get onto the other side, get to the other side and really feel that happiness that you're meant for.
Wow. Thank you. I needed to hear that uplifting because sometimes you talk to others and they're talking fear, oh, so much happening out there now. I'm not going out there. It's dangerous, da-da-da. And it's like, and it's like, but I truly believe, in fact, I was talking to a sister, my sister, earlier this morning, and that was her, that was her chatter. It's things out there, and since the lockdown, people are staying in. People not going out there like they used to, da-da-da, because of so much happening, so much happening. And my thought is, I believe what happens is no coincidence. If anything happens to whoever, it's no coincidence. That's what I shared with her. No matter how young or older you are or someone is, it's no coincidence. But even a 1 month old, and I just, from my gathering, what the studies that I've done and listened to thought, just people like you and others that are helping people, that everything is vibration. Everything is frequency, energy. And we look at things as being horrible. Say if a child, a five-year-old go out and get raped, we look at it as being one of the horrible things there is, which it doesn't feel good, but it's a vibrational energy that maybe from past life or they brought back with them in this life. So that is what I've gathered from listening to thought conscious and channelers, and Abraham Hicks is one of my favorite ones. And overall, there's no coincidence. It's astrologer. What happened, it just meant to be.
And it's also, what is it that you do with it afterwards? Because all of us go through challenges in life. All of us go through, there's so much
one
that happens with, you know.
Yeah.
And that, but we have to look at it this way. It's, once you get through it, how amazing is it when you are able to say, I got through it. I got through that struggle. And mm-hmm. I came out on the other side. And I am amazing because I was able to get through those struggles and trials
yeah.
and triumph and then mm-hmm. share it with other people so that they can also understand that they can do it too.
And look at it as, oh, what a wonderful experience. It was a wonderful experience.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, wow, what an
so
experience.
So don't be afraid to... Yep, don't be afraid to share, Maddie, your experiences. Don't be afraid to share who it is that you are, because you are amazing. And your angels and guides are always there sharing that with you, reminding you.
You said something just now that someone else told me maybe a month ago or so, said, wow. You are an amazing being. Come hang out with us. He, this guy, he was able to see my life back in the 14th century. I said, what?
Mm-hmm.
14th century, who I was. And he said, you're the same person today, Maddie. He said, you are an amazing human being. I want you to come hang out with us. But mm-hmm. I thought, why? Is that to be trusted?
You are amazing. Who it is that you truly are is amazing. So keep shining that light. You know, keep shining yourself to other people, because your message that you have through those experiences that you've had in your life, you're meant to share it and help others that way.
Yeah, and I have helped others in ways that I didn't think I was helping others. They would call me and say, you told me, blah, 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 blah. I say, I did what? You told me, blah, 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 blah. And you were right. And I say, what? I don't recall. I don't recall what I told them, but they recall. In fact, a young lady that lives in my building, she said, Miss Maddie, she said, you told me, remember when I was talking to you and you told me, da, 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 and it happened just like you said? And I say, oh, really? I say, I'm happy then. I'm happy that it happened that way. But I always felt like not share, because people can get a little look at you in a strange way or don't want to hear it or what have you. But you're saying drop the seed anyway and just keep moving.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You
drop the seed
are,
moving.
Yep.
In a way, keep moving.
You can truly be that change for others. And you have been. You're seeing it. You're seeing other people tell you how amazing you are and how you
yep.
shared with other people what you're meant to share with them.
Yeah, and I've had other people say, I want to work with you. Work with me. And I didn't know whether to trust that or not. Come, I want to work with you. I see a lot of light around you. Come, let me help you, work with you. And I didn't know whether to trust that or not, so I let that be. And I've gotten that offer a few times. Like, I don't know. I don't know, but I don't know where that fear or not, like, I don't. But perhaps maybe I should have. Maybe I've been further along now. But
you're doing what it is. Mm-hmm.
But I had something that happened to me. I'm going to let you go because I know you have other listeners on the line. But I had something happen to me that was quite interesting, how it happened, how it stopped. I'm this person that used to have seizure disorders for a long time. Mm-hmm. And grandma, they would just come. And I met this guy, and he was like an angel. He told me a little about my life, and at the age of 25, and he said, he told me my seizure was coming. It was emotional, and And I said, that's what it was, what happened to me at the age of 25. I said, that's what that is all about. And he said, yeah, it's emotional. So I started looking at that. And it took a few years after that, 2018, I was lying in bed, and half asleep in a twilight, and I felt, you never had it, you don't know what it feels like. I felt that rise come up in me, and it's like something said, nope, not this time. And I felt a pair of hands on my head. It's like somebody took my head, shifted, and put things back in place. And It never happened since then. And I haven't had another seizure since then. And I thought, so I'm not alone. Somebody's with me.
Yep.
Is that an angel or my ancestors or one of my gods? Somebody put their hand on my head and I'm in the bed alone. Shift my head, like shift things back in place. And that was strange. I didn't tell too many people that. I think I hadn't told one or two people that, because people would look at you like you're crazy. And I thought, I'm not alone. I've heard that we are not alone, and I truly believe that now because I felt that.
That's awesome. Yes, you have this gift. That's a gift that you have, to be able to feel that. And they want you to know that you have all of these angels and guides, as well as the archangels, always there with you. You also have your past loved ones and other people in the spirit world who are cheering you on. So to always remember that they're always guiding you. They're always supporting you through everything that you're doing. So always trust your gut and always trust in yourself. And know that, I mean, isn't that an amazing feeling when other people tell you how you've helped them?
I guess it is amazing, but I'm kind of nonchalant about it because I don't recall when I said it and what I said, but they recall, and I guess I should pat myself on the back as opposed to being nonchalant about it because I guess it just comes naturally, I assume, because someone told me that you got it and you don't even need cards. I thought, some world-renowned person told me that. So you got it, and I'm using cards. You don't even need cards. And I thought, really? Mm-hmm. But I just take it for, I guess I take it for granted. I don't look at it as, boy, am I amazing and all of that. I'm just the opposite. I don't feel like I'm good enough.
You are amazing. Oh, my gosh. That is a gift that you have. That's why it comes so naturally to you, because it's a natural gift that you have, but it's a gift. So I want you to see that amazingness that you already have in you. And when people are coming to you and saying, you helped me in this way, that's confirmation from the angels and guides saying to you, hey, they're telling you that you are amazing. They're telling you that you have this gift that most others don't have. So I want you to know that the gift that you have, which seems like it's just natural, is a gift. And you are amazing for that gift. So know that and always remember that. So if you are doing some journaling, to write that on the top of your page, you know, in big, bold letters so that you're reminded that you are good enough, that you are amazing because of all these things that you've done in your life, all these people that you've helped in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
You are amazing. Oh, my gosh, it's right there. And they're showing you through all, you know, these people coming to you and saying, you've helped me in this way, even though you may not remember it, even though you might not think it's something special. It is something special. So
yeah.
I want you to really see that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Thank you. I definitely am going to write down on the top of my page, because I already written down about how I want my dreams to be addressed, you know, and I got a little plan for my dreams before I go to sleep at night about dreams. I kind of open up my subconscious mind to tell my subconscious mind what I really want to dream about as opposed to just dream. So I got that little tip from someone else that said it works for them. They command their subconscious mind to give them, instead of just dreaming, they want to know how. Say if you want to manifest something in life, show me in my dreams how I go about manifesting this or that or whatever it may be that they desire.
Now I do want to add to that is that you need to be open what comes in. So not to ask, don't ask specifically on what it is that you want to see, okay? You want to be open to what it is that the
whatever
messages
comes
are
through.
That's coming in.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So you want to be really open that up more. So be general when it comes to what you ask for when it comes to your dreams. And you will definitely get those dreams coming in. But you have to be really open. Don't be too specific because you may miss the message that they're trying to tell you. When we're too focused on what we want to see, we miss what it is that may be coming in from the angels and guides that are bigger. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, it does. It really does. So I'm going to remember that. I'm going to go back and listen to the archives and write notes, but I'm definitely going to do that. And my ears are wide open because I do feel a shift in my body that I want change for me. I want change in my life, for me, my life. And and I feel as though it's time now. It's like it's for me now. It's for me, definitely.
And also another thing I want to encourage you to do when it comes to your journaling is to journal those times when people have come to you and say, hey, you helped me in this way, because it's going to help fill you. It's going to help you to really see more and more of just how amazing you are, because that's going to also shift your energy. It's going to help you to feel even better about yourself because of everything that you've done. And that opens you up for a lot of the abundance that you are already receiving, but you're not seeing that abundance that is coming in for you. Does that make sense?
Wow. Abundance. I want money to come.
Money comes in all different ways.
So it really does.
Be able to see that, we have to be in alignment when it comes to our energy. So to really be able to see just how amazing you are, it's important for, it's like that gratitude journaling that we do. We do that because it helps our energy to shift into the positive mindset. And once we're there, it helps us to really be able to see in a new perspective that is going to open up to all the possibilities of abundance, how that comes in your life.
Okay. I love that. I love that. Thank you. Thank you. Well, I'm going to ask one more question, let you go. What is this when I feel in my body, I just feel like a nudge. It's like, say for instance, I'm at this place and this couch is sitting, and I'm at cell studio, and I get this nudge to go, this automatic to go and look under the pillow, and all this money is under the pillow. What is that? I just get this nudge in my body to go straight to the pillow and pull it up, and there it is.
They're showing you. Your angels and guides are showing you the abundance that's all around you. They're showing you. And so when they nudge you, that's actually, you have a psychic gift there of being able to feel into divine
energy. That's what I thought it was feeling, because I feel it in my body. I just feel calm. Nothing from my mind, just calm. I got this nudge, and I did it the other day when I was looking for something, my raw meal, and I thought I had it in the cabin, and I was like, oh, what did I do with it? And I just got this nudge, and I went straight to the refrigerator and looked, and there it was. It's like something just led me to go look in the refrigerator, and there it was. That's where I felt. So that is part of my gift. I got you.
Yes, that's amazing. So that's your intuition telling you, they're showing you by nudging you and say, hey, you know, your abundance is right there. What you're asking for is right there. We're showing you.
Yeah.
So keep listening to them. Keep listening. And they're going to continue to, and that gift is going to grow. So as you keep practicing, listening to that gift, it's going to grow. And yes, there's going to be a time where they're going to have you level up in that gift. So that gift is going to look a little bit different soon, very soon for you, as you keep practicing, which is going to help expand that gift that you have.
Okay. What you mean look a little different in what respect?
So right now it looks a certain way where they nudge you, but that nudge is going to look different. It's going to feel a little bit different. So that's how you level up. That's how you grow your gift. Does that make sense?
Other way, it's not going to feel that quiet peace in my body that I feel nothing. I just feel that nudge, and it just, and I just have this gravitate to whatever. Say I went to the refrigerator, I just felt that nudge and went straight to the refrigerator and looked, and there it was. It's like, wow. And it's going to feel different than that.
Yeah,
it's going
to look differently. So right now they're giving you that nudge because they know that you need more of a push to be able to see your gift.
Mm-hmm.
As
mm-hmm.
your gift gets bigger, as it expands, your gift is not going to look as subtle. It's not going to be so subtle. It's going to be quieter, but it's because your gift is growing. So it's because that gift that you have, they're helping you to grow it. So as you keep practicing, you're going to see a shift in how that gift grows in you, so that you can do more with your gift.
Got you. Okay, that's more clarity. Thank you so much. Wow.
You are very welcome. I'm so excited for you. There's so much that's coming your way, and what I do see is you traveling, you doing, and also I do see other people coming into your life. So you just kind of be on the lookout for that, because your energy is shifting, okay? You're starting to see more and more of that abundance and who it is that you are and what it is that you're able to do.
Fantastic. I love that. Thank you. That's very uplifting for me. Wow. Thank you so much. I'm glad I called.
And I want you to come back and let us know of more of those things that are happening in your life and share it with us, because it's amazing.
I definitely will. I'm glad I called.
Awesome.
I have some time now. Let me check this out. And I said, okay. There you are. Thank you so much.
You are
Thank
very
you.
Welcome. I'm so excited for you. Have a great weekend. Have a lot of fun this weekend, okay?
I will. Thank you. Super Bowl weekend.
Oh, yes.
Super Bowl.
My boys are excited.
All the ones that love football. I'm not a football fan, but I can eat. I love to eat.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'll be doing, too.
Yeah. Thanks, Catherine.
You are very welcome, Maddie. Have a good one.
Well, I'll get back with you in the future. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, good. I hope to hear from you soon.
Yeah, thank you. You will. Uh-huh. Wow.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Let's go to our next caller. We have area code 805. Hello, caller.
Hi, how are you? This
Hello,
is Donna.
What is your name and where are you calling from?
California.
And what was your
Hello?
Name?
Hello? Donna. Hi.
Yes. Hi, Donna. How are
I
you
want...
today?
Yeah, I'm good. Just over the rain. We had a lot of rain here, so it's good.
Okay.
Are
you
keeping
safe?
Oh, yeah, it's fine now. Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm in Santa Barbara. We had those horrible mudslides years ago from the rain, so everybody was kind of cautious what to do, you know?
Okay.
I wanted to know if you're seeing my financial situation getting better. I'm usually lucky, so luck, windfall, something like that.
I do. However, there are some fears that are coming in right now. So what I'm seeing is that there is a block when it comes to your sacral chakra or your, your sacral and your solar plexus. So if you feel these, if you feel weird in the stomach area as well as right below, what I see is, and what I'm feeling for you is that there are some things that you're not sharing and you're not bringing up to the surface when it comes to, when you look within, when you meditate, when you journal, that is deep down there, that's keeping you from really being able to see that abundance that is coming in. It's coming in different ways. So I want you to really take a look at, you know, as you do journaling, as you do releasing and letting go, it does have to do with what you've been through in the past that's keeping you from really being able to let go and release. It has to do with some fear that's coming in. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, I'm 69 now, but I have had it tough, you know, different things happening to me and betrayal and, physical and, that part's been tough. But I think I released it. You know, I did a lot of crying and I walked on the beach and I took baths and, you know, I did all that. So I'm pretty content right now. I'm pretty happy with my life, and I don't have any major problems per se. But if I have
there are some more clearing that needs to be done. That's really deep within. So you know, as you do some journaling, I want you to take those things that comes into your mind, and to write those down. Everything that comes
that
in to write them.
That helps. Okay.
Yeah.
That helps.
So as you write those down, it helps you to release, but it also shows you what it is that you need to do next in order to switch that energy, in order to change that energy from it not feeling so good to making it feel good. Okay. So take some time to do that journaling. Also, to take some time to do some meditating too. So any thoughts that come in, and those thoughts that come in, don't push it away, but to really look at them, sit with it. Don't be afraid to sit with, all that you've been through, because that's going to help you to see what it is that you need to change going forward and what you need to release going forward. And once you do that, there's going to be this weight lifted off you it's going to feel refreshing for you. And I know you know how that feels because you've done that before. Okay?
I have. Yeah.
So don't be afraid to really dig deep on that, because when it comes to our childhood stuff, sometimes we don't want to look at it because it seems like, it's in the past. We should just kind of leave it there. But if we just leave it there, it just festers. And we bring it along with us, even no matter how old we are right now. So to really look into that, look into those things that other people have told you that you've kind of kept with you, that it's not true of who it is that you are. Okay, and to really say, okay, this is not my energy. This is not mine. When it comes to what others have said to you that is not true to who it is that you really are, when it comes to your soul and what it is that you really want, those limiting beliefs that come in saying that you can't do something or you're not good enough in some way, to release all of that. But you have to really look into it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense, totally. Can I ask you another quick question? I would like to attract a male companion type thing in my life, someone to go traveling with, have fun, look after, be a part of his life. Mm-hmm. And that's happening for me?
It can, if you do that releasing. It's part of that fear and release that you need to do. So be sure to really look at your past. Look at what didn't work in the past for you. Look at your past relationships. What is it that you need to see in order to change that story and say, that's not me. That's not who I am. And then when you're able to switch that energy and get those aha moments that are there for you, those messages that are there for you once you look through your past, you'll start to see the shift when you are able to feel that letting go, like your body feels much lighter. That's when you know that you hit a shift. That's when you know that you're able to do some releasing. And that's when things will start change. Okay? So look at your past relationships. Look at your relationships with your family members as well, because that's going to be a big thing, because we have to remember that a lot of things that people tell us that are negative, it's because of their own healing that they need to do. So what that other people told you, that's not true. Those things that say that you're not good enough, that those things that say that you can't do something or limiting you in some way, because that talk is not yours. That talk is not part of your energy. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So once you're able to say, no, I can do this. I can do anything that I truly want to do. And then also seeing, what is it that you really want to do? Once you're able to do that, that's when you're able to let that energy of the other person go. And then you're able to say, okay, I can do this. I can be in a relationship. I can receive that abundance that's meant for me. But because of the talk from others, that's when fear comes in, because of what others have said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So true.
So really look into that this weekend, okay?
I will, yeah.
Also, don't
right
be...
meditate and journal.
Awesome. And then also to have some fun. After you do all the journaling, go and have fun. Don't think about it.
Okay.
That's when divine will start to talk to you.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Thank you.
You are very welcome. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So let us see. We are past the top of the hour already. I didn't realize. I just want to thank everyone for joining me today. I'm just looking really quickly on YouTube to see what's going on. I do see some people have said some things. I don't see a question. So why don't we go ahead and we're going to, you know, we're at past the top of the hour, but I want to, you know, before I go, I want to mention that it is so important for us to connect our soul when we think about our soul, as well as our heart. Those are connected. Those are meant for us to really put together. And I hope that makes sense. Because our heart is how we love. Our heart is more of that energy where we can really feel into, letting us know that whether we're on the right track or whether it is that we need to realign to who it is that we are. So I encourage each and every one of us today to really look within. Look within our hearts. You know, we did the meditation at the beginning of the show. We look and see what is not aligned with us. What it is that we need to see that's not who it is that we are. And once we are able to see that, to say, okay, this does not feel good to me. This is not what I want. And then to say, okay, this, what I really want is this. So as you journal, as you meditate, to look into what is it that you want when it comes to your life. What is it that you want to achieve? And how does that feel to you? If it feels good, feels as if it's flowing, if it feels right to you, to know that it is meant for you and you can do it, that you can have it in your life. So I'm sending you all lots of love and light. I hope to see you again next week. We're going to keep talking about our soul. And we're going to actually be talking about our soul and spirit connection. So be sure to tune in with me. Also, I would love to hear from you when it comes to what it is that you're seeing in your life, what it is that's coming in for you. And also how it is that you're taking those next steps that come in, And also what it is that is coming in for you when it comes to messages from the divine and messages that are coming from spirit. So sending lots of love and light, and I will be back again soon. So bye-bye for now.